it off. Turn it off!
Yeah, I was just gonna say that they have that giant billboard right on 42nd Street. You know.
They have the commercials with Christoph Waltz. Fucking Mobile Strike has Schwarzenegger in it.
Those games, I can't imagine how much money they make from idiots that just like start popping dollars into them. Like, oh, I need this.
Or it's all like dumb little kids.
Well, it's all microtransactions.
They get hold of their parents' credit card. Like, I've read so many stories. Kids spend $10,000 on mobile game.
Right. I remember it was like one for Jurassic Park or something.
Yes, that was the story. The Jurassic
It was like $6,000 for the Jurassic Park game to build his little Jurassic Park that he made. I mean, I guess there's a lot of idiots out there that play those games. Like, I mean, you think about the Simpsons one night that we all played for a while.
I still play it.
I do too, but I used a hack so that I got like a couple hundred thousand donuts.
Yeah, so.
So I never had to buy it. I never paid to buy it.
And you pretty much never had to do the missions. You can just skip all of them. So.
Right, I'd pay.
See, as much as I would want that, I feel like it would just take away from the game.
It does, but like I also have everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, like I've actually missed stuff just because I stopped playing. Like I missed the Fat Homer, when he had the Moo-Moo.
Yeah.
I missed that. I missed something else recently.
Hey, I got a movie idea for you. A Fridge Too Far.
Oh. Yeah,
I've been watching the old episodes in order, like really during my free time. Yeah, I'm not even halfway through season one yet. But the cool thing is, like, when you're watching it on, you're watching it through the FXX Simpsons World website. They have like little trivia things come up on the side.
That's cool.
Where it's like, you know, oh, if you notice in this scene they spell this word wrong, or she calls the character by the wrong name, just like little things like that. And you can actually buy a book. There's a book called Simpsons World where it's like facts and trivia about, I think, like the first 20 seasons.
Well, I always found it weird that they actually stopped releasing them on DVD.
Yeah, well,
there's people out there who like are like completists. That's probably driving them crazy that they can't have like all the seasons. Because they put out like, I think, 1 through 20
yeah.
on DVD and then like they just stopped.
I never understood buying TV shows on DVD.
Well, because, I mean, I guess originally we started like Netflix and like all these on-demand services didn't really exist.
I'll only buy a TV show if I know I can't find it anywhere. Like I have the first two seasons of Dragon Ball Z on DVD. And that's because they're not on any streaming service.
I think they're on like Crunchyroll now or something like that.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yeah, they're all on Crunchyroll, but I'm not
going to. Let me think. I started off buying the Family Guy sets for a while, and then that stopped when the show kind of deteriorated into something I can't even watch anymore on a regular basis. I have all the sets of 24 because I love fucking 24.
Yeah, my dad has the 24 box set, I think.
I have all the seasons of Seinfeld. Which never makes sense because I've never, if you like looked at my DVD shelf, I've never opened them, like the Seinfeld series sets.
Yeah, you're right. You haven't.
They're in the plastic because like it's on TV so frequently that I never had a reason to just like open a box and say, I want to watch that episode.
That's like Family Guy for me. Like it's on so much and I can just watch it whenever I went on Netflix. I just felt no need.
Right now, like, and now especially like Seinfeld's on Hulu. So I wouldn't even need it now if I wanted to.
But it's on like 18 different channels, so you don't even need like Hulu. It's not even needed, unless you want to watch some like obscure random episode that you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing now is, like, unfortunately, Big Bang Theory has become one of those shows that's on, like, five channels at the same time. Two Broke Girls? That's, like, another one
that's,
I see.
That's in syndication now, yeah. It sucks when they take a TV show off of streaming services. The big thing this past week, I know you don't care, but the big thing was they took Doctor Who off of Hulu.
Yeah, I heard people are going nuts over that.
They took it off of Netflix, and me and Joe were like, well, okay, that's fine, because Hulu still has it. And then we realized, oh, wait, they took it off Hulu as well.
They took it off everything.
So we're thinking that maybe they did this because BBC is going to come out with their own
streaming. That's actually the real reason that the licensing went up, because BBC is in the process of starting their own streaming service.
Pretty much like what every other thing is. As long as you have a cable subscription, you'll be good for it, right?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be like one of those things like ABC On Demand or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you just put in your email, like with your cable provider.
Simpsons
and like,
World, yeah, all that.
I mean, that's probably one of the biggest perks in the last, last year or two with cable companies. Is getting that whole thing with the free on demand stuff.
Yeah, it's totally worth it. And I heard earlier today that Hulu might be getting rid of their next day service.
Oh, where like it comes on like
yeah,
if you watch
because
it?
Time Warner apparently is buying into Hulu, and that was one of the things that they might get rid of.
That'd be stupid, because a lot of people get Hulu just because of that.
Yeah.
Why are you going to pay it was bad enough that they decided, like, when you originally were paying that you still had to watch commercials. Like, it went from...
I pay the $11 a month for the no commercials, and it's great.
I remember when Hulu was, like, completely free, like, just because you had to watch the commercials.
Yeah.
Like, you can go on Hulu. I used to do that when I was at work and bored on my fucking breaks. Like, I'd just go watch something on Hulu, because, like... You can watch like an episode of a show, like even if it was like a week old, you could watch an episode of a show. And yeah, you had to sit through commercials, but like you didn't have to pay the service. And then they decided to change it to, oh, well, you still have to watch commercials, but now you got to pay us too. So like they're getting double revenue. They're getting the revenue from the commercials plus the revenue from you actually paying for it. And then like, oh, we'll add a third tier where, oh, we'll give you the shows without the commercials, but you have to pay more. It's like,
yeah,
you know, at least Netflix, like they don't fucking force you to watch the commercials.
I don't mind, like for the most part. If I don't watch a show on the night it's on, there's a good chance I'm not going to watch it until a week later anyway. So the whole next day thing doesn't really bother me. I know some people it does because they rely on that, you know, just because you have to be so careful nowadays, especially if it's a big show like Game of Thrones or something like that. People are just so spoiler.
Well, fuck that. Like, heavy. Like Walking Dead, forget about it. Like minutes after it's aired, like you can't even go near the internet.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad I don't watch that show.
Walking Dead.
I don't watch Walking. Yeah, that's why I'm just glad I don't watch a lot of TV shows, because, like, the TV shows I watch, if something gets spoiled,
it's not gonna kill you.
It's not gonna kill me. I'm not gonna get, like, you told me what happened on this week's episode of Always Sunny. It's not a big deal.
No, but a comedy show, like,
yeah,
you're not really gonna go crazy over split. Yeah. But if it's like a serious drama that you watch week to week, like even with Always Sunny, there's like Always Sunny has continuity, but like it's not really like the episodes are always kind of random.
I guess like maybe if I started watch, but even then, there's like so many TV shows I want to start watching have already been on for quite some time, and you know they might be in their second or third season, so I can't really get mad. Over spoilers, like Arrow, Gotham, shows like that.
See, Arrow, I mean, Arrow, I'm still catching up on. I kind of fell behind in the third season. And same thing with Flash. So I kind of have just remained. I kind of know what's going on. And it probably doesn't help that I started watching Legends of Tomorrow.
What is that?
It's like a spinoff from Arrow and Flash. It's just like a bunch of D-list superheroes.
It's getting out
going
of,
into the future and... fighting.
It really is getting out of hand with the amount of superhero shows we have.
Yeah, and now they're doing a crossover with Supergirl.
Flash and Supergirl, yeah.
Which is cool because it's cross-network and that almost never happens now.
Yeah.
But like, I was talking with Landon and Riv about it, like how bad the CG for Supergirl is. And Supergirl's on CBS, which is like a major, major network.
Yeah.
And you compare the CG to what they've been doing
They have Big Bang Theory. They have like some of the highest rated shows in cable.
Right, which I never understood why Big Bang Theory is highest rated. But anyway.
Oh, wait, quick. Are you happy that Mike and Molly finally got canceled?
It did?
Yeah, it did.
I didn't know, but I'm happy, I guess. It's just one less thing I have to view with her in it ever by accident while I'm flipping channels. Yeah, I was talking to Riven Landon about how the CG on Supergirl is so much worse than what it is on Flash and Arrow. And then, like, CBS is, like, a multi-billion, like, I would assume billion-dollar network. And yeah. It's, like, compared to the fucking CW. Like, where is the CW getting all their money from to make all the production values look great? Like, they have, what's it, not the, the shark's name?
Street Sharks.
No, not he looks like a street shark. And then Gorilla Grodd, like they did Gorilla Grodd, a couple episodes back, and that looked fantastic.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and then you watch Supergirl, it's like her flying, and it looks like she's fucking in front of a bad blue screen.
Looks like an old like super like the Dean Cain.
Yeah, pretty much. It looks terrible. I've been hearing they want to bring not Brandon Routh, the Tom Welling, over to be Superman in that universe. Like as a cameo, I guess.
Oh yeah.
So that we'd have continuity with Smallville, which is fine. I mean, I guess.
Wait, Supergirl have continuity with Smallville or Flash Arrow?
All of them technically.
Oh, okay, then, that's cool. I guess. It's not like he's done anything since Smallville went off the air.
It's weird when you think of like he's the guy who has the longest career playing Superman.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What the fuck? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Brent lost his phone.
Oh, well, we'll take that out. So.
Okay.
Yeah, like what has Tom Welling done since after Smallville?
Not much. I honestly, I can't think of anything I've seen him in.
I know he was in that Steve Martin movie, 8.
Cheaper by the Dozen too.
Yeah, he was in one of the Cheaper by. I think he was in both of them.
I think he was like his son.
I think he plays the son.
One of his sons because he had 8 kids. And that movie was fucking hilarious.
Was it?
It made me laugh so hard when they like, oh, it's like I have 8 kids and I don't know what to do. It's like fucking nuts.
I almost called it 8 is enough.
8 is too much. 8 abortions too few. Yeah, man. I don't know. I think it's a cool idea to have like a TV universe, but like, I could see where it gets confusing in having a separate thing just for the movies too, like the movie universe being because originally they were gonna do a Suicide Squad TV show that was gonna spin off of Arrow.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
And that was before the movie. And then they decided like, oh, we're gonna just decide to make a Suicide Squad movie, and. And then they canceled it. And they actually, there was a whole storyline in the second season of Arrow about the Suicide Squad, and they kind of had to just completely drop it.
Well, I do know there was a Harley Quinn cameo.
Yeah, and they used the voice actress from
the animated series.
The animated series to do it. Like you only see her from like behind, I think, for like a second.
You don't even see her.
Don't see her face or anything.
You hear someone from behind, like in a cell door.
But I mean, it would have been a cool idea to have that as a show. I don't know how it could have went, but basically Legends of Tomorrow is Suicide Squad. You could tell like it has a very similar kind of sense to it of like, they're not all villains obviously, so it takes that away from it, but it's like, oh well, you're all disposable heroes who don't really matter, so like we can just throw you in these or throwaway missions to save the world.
Yeah,
your lives don't really matter.
Like how this started, I feel like it's getting too much. It's too oversaturated.
Well, Marvel 2 is gonna have another one. They have
Agent Carter, they have S.H.I.E.L.D.
And then they're doing another one, a spinoff of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Mockingbird called Marvel's Most Wanted. And that's, I think, going to be like the in-between show again, I guess, when they have like the break between Agent Carter and S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
They're going to have that, I guess, fill in there. And then Fox today announced Legion, which is going to be an X-Men TV show.
Jesus Christ.
And Aubrey Plaza is one of the main characters of that.
Who the fuck is she playing?
Nobody known. Like, it's not like any known X-Men characters.
Actors, actresses.
No, I'm sure people know them, but like, I didn't recognize the character. Like, she was listed as a character named Lenny, and I was like, okay, well, they didn't like at least give her like a superhero name yet, so maybe it's like one of those things where, you know, they are characters, but we don't know that they're certain characters. Who knows? But welcome to Two Angry Guys.
This is our intro discussion.
This is how we do it.
I feel like at this point,
if you don't know who we are, well, I don't know why.
Yeah, but I also just feel like if we're talking for like a certain amount of time, it's not even worth it.
Probably not. We just keep going and fuck it. Yeah, but the whole thing is, I like you said, it's oversaturation. It's like, what point do we, even with the films,
there's
do we get to a point where it's too many?
There was an article I came across the other day, and this guy was pretty much saying that he thinks that the phase three of the Marvel movies are gonna do is gonna hurt the universe more than it helps it, just because you don't really have.
I mean, they're still keeping it to a year. Like I think the next one, yeah, but just we get Civil War coming out in about 2 months.
The characters that they're going to be having,
like, oh, because they're getting like a little bit more obscure. Like as we get into like Black Panther, you have Miss Marvel.
Yeah, he feels that it's going to be the low point for the whole Marvel universe franchise.
But people said that about Ant-Man, and I really liked Ant-Man.
But Ant-Man didn't do that good, though.
It did okay. I think it did what they expected it to do. You know, the whole, I mean, I was reading already they're doing test screenings of Civil War, and people, the reviews have been basically like, it's the best Marvel movie. And, you know, that's basically an Avengers 2.5, you know, for all things considered.
I still need to watch Winter Soldier.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't seen Winter Soldier?
I didn't see it in theaters.
Wow. It's been on cable a lot, too, so I'm surprised you haven't seen it on that.
Yeah.
But... you know, you got to think with DC now. DC is going to be joining the fray, so they're going to have a movie out every year at least. I don't know if they're going to go Marvel where they're going to have two a year. I mean, this year they have two because they have
Batman, Superman, and Suicide Squad
in August,
and then they don't have anything. Like I don't think they have any definite plans.
No, they had a rundown schedule of like all their. Movies coming out for like the next couple of years. I just don't remember if it's two a year or not. Let me just pull it up. But
I just remember a lot of those being fake, though.
No, they did like a press conference where they officially announced everything. Because I know there's definitely a Green Lantern movie. I think it's in 2020.
Is that Deadpool movie poster where he's making fun of the Green Lantern? Is that real?
I think so.
I think it
doesn't look fan made to me. Like it looked like it was like
instead of wearing the ring, he's wearing a ring pop.
Right.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I posted it the other day. I think it was a real poster. I don't think it was fan made.
Is the love story one the one that makes it look? Is that
those were all Fox. Fox has been doing fantastic marketing for Deadpool.
I mentioned the
I cannot believe for an R-rated superhero movie how many like TV ads I've been seeing, how many like street posts. I'm walking around New York City on the subways, there's things at Deadpool.
Standing at work every day I see a taxi go by with him
on the top.
Wait till they get a load of me. But I mentioned the Green Lantern one to Joe the other day. She goes, "Oh, she's like, I love the fan made one where somebody made it look like a love movie." I was like, "No, that's real."
No, those were done by Fox. That was part of their Valentine because it's coming out on Valentine's Day. So like part of the thing is like this whole like bring your girlfriend or whatever to go see Deadpool, and they made it look like a love story, which was I think really clever advertising on their part. Let's see. Here's the official list. All right, so 2017. Will be Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Who
did they just announce is going to be playing, like, or, I don't know if he's in Civil War, if he's in Dawn of Justice, or he's going to be in the Wonder Woman movie. Fuck, what was the actor's name? Whatever, it doesn't matter.
No, it really doesn't. So Wonder Woman is in June of 2017.
Okay.
Then November of 2017, Justice League Part 1. So they're going straight for it. They're not even like building up a universe. They're gonna go.
So it's Justice League. Okay, so let's face it.
Yeah,
you probably
could have gotten away with a Flash movie.
No, but
I feel like the
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman movie is pretty much the equivalent to Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and then you just introduce all the other characters within those universes, and then you're good to go. All
right. Well, I'm gonna go full breakdown. This is for, like, I guess, the next couple of years. So Civil War, obviously May of this year, and that's coming out right after Dawn of Justice, which is in March. So for this year alone, we're gonna have 4 superhero movies, 4 major super. Oh, 5, because if you count Deadpool.
Okay.
Actually, this doesn't even include the Fox movies on it, because it doesn't have
Chris Pine. Yeah, that was the guy I was thinking.
Yeah, because this list doesn't even have the X-Men Apocalypse on it either. So okay. This doesn't include the Fox movies. This is just DC and Marvel Studios. This year, Superman: Dawn of Justice, Civil War, Suicide Squad, and then Doctor Strange. Next year, starting in May, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, June, Wonder Woman, July, Spider-Man, November, Thor, also in November, Justice League Part 1, okay, 2018, February, Black Panther, March, The Flash, May, Infinity War Part 1, July, Ant-Man and the Wasp. July, again, Aquaman.
Jesus.
Tentatively scheduled in 2018, DC Batman film. 2019, Shazam. March of 2019, Captain Marvel. May of 2019, Infinity War Part 2. 2019, Justice League Part 2. July 2019, Inhumans. April 2020, Cyborg. Marvel has a tentpole film scheduled unannounced for May 1st, 2020. And then June of 2020, Green Lantern Corps. Followed by 2 more unannounced Marvel films.
Jesus Christ.
So, I mean, we're going to be getting a lot of fucking superhero movies. And I'm hard pressed to think that by, like, maybe the time Infinity War rolls around, that there's going to be a lot of people just, like, so fucking tired of it. Because it's almost like every 3 months there's going to be another one. And in some cases, there's some months where there's 2 at least. And remember, this isn't including any of the Fox ones. So, of course, Fox is going to have, you know, another Wolverine in there. I'm sure another X-Men movie in that time. Probably a Deadpool sequel, I'd imagine.
Oh yeah, hopefully.
So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of fucking superheroes and movies in theaters, and I'm just like, you know, especially when you get down to like Aquaman in 2018. Like by that point, I think the market is going to really like say like this is too much. And
I feel like we're already getting there. Though. Remember, like we're
in this list, there isn't even a solo Superman sequel listed. So who's to say they won't add that in?
Yeah, and the Batman too.
Yeah, Batman. I mean, the first Batman in here is 2018. So
yeah,
but maybe by 2020 they'd want to have another one of those. I mean, it just seems like too much. And I know they have a lot. They have a lot of characters, but what do you do? Like this just seems like you guys gotta like back off a little bit. I know you're trying to build franchises and all, but. I mean, Disney's already said, like, they're pretty much going with this for as long as people go show up.
Yeah, and, like, when is it going to get to a point where people just don't want to see superhero movies anymore? When will it become too much?
I mean, think of all the other movies that we, I mean, that aren't announced yet, that could possibly show up. Even, you know, even something like a Ghost Rider, like if they try to reboot Ghost Rider.
Punisher. Yeah,
well, Punisher's getting a TV show.
Yeah.
So he won't probably be a
and that's theater. A whole other thing. You have all the Netflix Marvel TV shows.
Right. You forget about that. Like there is, they just did Jessica Jones. Luke Cage is coming.
They confirmed the second season of Jessica Jones, which they said will most likely come.
I think they said after Defenders.
After Defenders, which means we'll get what we have.
Luke Cage. Iron Fist. And they've already confirmed that they're going to do a Punisher spinoff.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get a Daredevil season 3 before Defenders.
I don't think so. And that's actually like a week before Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, it comes out in March.
There were rumors that they were actually going to drop the second season the day Dawn of Justice came out.
That would be a pretty big fuck you to DC.
And then they decided against it. Well, I don't know if they decided against it. It was just a rumor. But then the word got out that they were doing it like a week or so before.
Yeah. I mean, it's a difference between a movie in a theater and like a series on Netflix that people are going to stay home to watch. But I could see that as a Marvel's kind of saying a fuck you to DC. It's like, hey, well, you guys can go see a 2.5 hour movie. You could watch 8 hours of our show for the entire day.
So, yeah.
You know, whatever you guys want. Yeah. And then, God, I just keep thinking, like, the other stuff that we're going to get inundated with more sequels. I know that, you know, Jurassic Park sequels coming.
All the Star Wars movies we're going to be getting. Do you think they're going to stop after what they have planned now?
For Star Wars?
Yeah.
No. Star Wars, just like Marvel, Marvel's going to run superhero movies into the ground.
So we have...
Same thing that's going to happen with Star Wars.
So we have Rogue One, then Episode 8.
Then the Han Solo spinoff movie.
Then Episode 9.
Then the Boba Fett spinoff.
The Boba Fett. So does that mean we're going to get an Episode 10? Are they going to continue with the episodes?
I think so.
Or are they just going to be... Would you rather see them continue with the franchise or just do standalone movies that would maybe take place in between?
It depends on the story they're telling. I mean, I think after this trilogy that we're getting now, we won't see any more of the original cast.
No, definitely not.
I think that they'll all be written out or whatever and they'll move on. But I could see a potential where like they continue on the franchise and have Rey and Finn continue on and into episodes, you know, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to get more side stories. I know they want to do a Yoda solo movie.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan solo movie, which I've heard they want to get Ewan McGregor to do. But, like, because he'll be older, they can do, like, that middle age.
They can do, like, that time period after Revenge of the Sith where he disappears in between.
Which apparently they've been covering really well in the comic books, so I've heard. I don't really keep up. And I know they're canon, but I don't really keep up with them.
I would, even though this isn't canon, I would love to see a Death Troopers movie. Or at least, like, have you ever read that book?
Oh, the zombie Troopers?
Even if they did it as, like, an animated movie or something like that. A Death Troopers movie of any sort would be so cool.
I heard a rumor, and this is not 100% confirmed. I heard in Rogue One, there's a couple rumors going on in Rogue One right now. One is that Boba Fett is a main villain as well as Darth Vader.
Well, that makes sense because it takes place right before New Hope.
Right. So if you ever remember in a...
Even though Boba Fett wasn't introduced until the Christmas special.
Right. They did. I mean, remember, they shot the scene where Boba Fett's in the hangar with Jabba. If you ever watch, I guess if you really watch the special edition version.
Yeah.
They shot that scene where they're by the Falcon and Boba Fett's in the scene. But he's
was
not
that
really...
supposed to be part of the original movie or was that supposed to be a part, that of,
was
the, part of the.
That was part of the original movie. That's okay. Before they take off from Mos Eisley. Yeah. But so he was in that, but then they cut that scene originally and then he shows up back in it when they re-edited it back in. Also weird in that scene was Greedo is still alive in that scene even though he was killed earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
Which, you know, shows the lack of continuity that was being paid attention to. Also, like, if you remember in Empire, it's implied that Vader and Boba Fett worked together before.
Yeah.
Because he says no disintegration pistols. Like, so he knew, like, you know, something probably happened. I'm guessing that maybe we'll find out where that comic came from by Boba Fett killing somebody with disintegration pistol, which you never actually get to see in the films.
What were some of the other rumors you've heard?
The other thing is about they have something called Death Troopers in the movie, but not zombie. I'm hearing more along because they're described as stormtroopers that are completely in black.
Oh, okay.
But not shadow troopers. They aren't. They said they're not shadow troopers. So I don't know what.
Yeah. Well, did you read the Death Troopers?
I was trying to think if it was like Dark Forces. Do you remember in Dark Forces? They had those big stormtroopers. They were like bulky.
Yeah.
I think it's more like that, or it would be like the bigger size stormtroopers.
Are you familiar with the Death Troopers story though?
Yeah, the virus.
I was curious because Han and Chewie show up in that story. So, but that's not a part. Like I know anything. Like, that's not a part of canon anymore. Yeah.
I could see that being like if they wanted to do like a Star Wars horror film, like why not?
Yeah. Maybe we'll get lucky. We'll get like another Star Wars Christmas special. That's something that
I just want them to release the original.
Well, the closest we have is they have the Boba Fett cartoon on the special edition.
I know, but I think that they could go out of their way to just make a copy of that. That and the Ewok movies. I want the Ewok movies.
I had one of the Ewok cartoons on VHS. It was like two or three episodes on a VHS that my uncle gave me. You think you have a collection when it comes to Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
This man owns a whole fucking storage unit of Star Wars stuff.
Like the droids cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's going to be Star Wars movies until we're dead, I think, at the rate Disney's going to drill into. I mean, they're doing that thing with the theme park at what used to be MGM Studios. I don't know what the fuck they're calling it now. But they're opening like an entire Star Wars section, and they're apparently going to have Harrison Ford like do some announcements soon, like as to what's actually going to be there. Because they're also building like that Avatar world in Animal Kingdom, Disney. But like nobody gives a shit about Avatar anymore.
No.
So that's the whole thing. So like James Cameron, made Avatar a couple years ago. At this point, it feels like it's probably almost 10 years ago. I don't even remember how long ago the movie fucking came out. And the sequels keep getting pushed back and delayed and delayed. I think at this point, like, the first sequel's not going to hit until
2009.
Okay, so I'm hearing, like, the first sequel's not going to come out until, like, 2018 at this point.
Jesus.
Like, all right, Avatar at the time was, like, the biggest movie ever. But it was only the biggest movie ever because 3D was still really new and it hadn't been done that well. And I think that was the reason so many people went to go see it. Because if you watch it, because FX shows it all the time now, if you try to watch that movie without the 3D, it doesn't work at all. It's boring. Like it's really not an interesting story. Like I can't imagine there's any fans out there waiting for an Avatar sequel. So that's why I can't understand why Disney spent all this money to invest into like building an Avatar land, because no one's gonna care.
No,
they have a couple cool rides, but it's like it's Avatar. Who cares?
I've never understood the hype in Avatar. I saw it once and I didn't like it.
I've never heard anybody be like, "Oh my god, I can't wait for the Avatar sequel. I'm so excited for the Avatar sequels."
All those weird people that get the tattoos of them on their back and
maybe some furries. Maybe there's people who are furries who are like really into that.
But were they furries though?
No, I'm just saying. But like, you know, people want to dress up like big blue cats and shit.
Blue cats and fuck each other.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's Avatar porn.
Maybe it'd be animated. Maybe.
Oh, like that cartoon porn.
Yeah. Ugh. Let me see what comes up. Avatar porn.
I'm sure there's something.
See, it says Avatar porn videos, but they're all like computer animated, or very poorly animated.
Oh, God, that'd be terrible.
Through Pornhub. Oh wait, no. This is an actual
live action.
Yeah, it was from Hustler. Hustler did a
Oh no, I found a picture of it. Yep, yeah, it's real.
Hustler did a an actual one. There you have your answer there, John.
I found out there's a
I
found out there's a Deadpool porn parody the other day.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful. It's fucking their way of getting around like the copyright for the costume is they don't have the white eyes. It's just the black.
Oh, okay.
Like it's awful. Absolutely fucking awful.
I think the best was there was an article recently where it was like examples of when the costumes in the porn parody versions of superhero movies look better than the actual costumes.
I think that was like Spider-Man or something.
It was
like,
Spider-Man, yeah. And they did a Batman one, and the Batman costumes were
I remember the Batman one. The Batman one was pretty good.
Because they had Batgirl, and Batgirl looked like the purple and blue Batgirl. Yeah,
I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was the Braun, whatever the fuck his name, Axel Braun or something like that. He directed those.
He did a bunch of those. It's the ones it might be the Hustler, whoever does all the porn parody
that became like a big thing in like the last couple of years, like making porn parodies. Everything.
I remember it all started with Like some of the earliest ones I remember are that they did the Munsters one.
Oh God.
And the funny thing about the Munsters is that they released two different versions of it. They released a colored version and they released a black and white.
Because who wouldn't want to watch that porn in black and white? It's classy that way.
I've seen the Rocky Horror one, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh man. I just pulled up I just searched Google for porn parody. So these are the ones that I came up immediately. Not Charlie's Angels.
No, I've never
Porn seen. Wars, which is the Star Wars porn parody.
There's
a bunch of the Star Wars porn parody.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a bunch of Star Wars ones. I've seen one of them.
Game of Bones.
I've never seen that one, but I've seen the picture of the throne. It's a throne of all dicks.
Yeah. The Horror of Wall Street. The Avengers porn parody.
The thing is, like, the Avengers,
Twilight, the porno.
I haven't watched the Avengers, but I've seen pictures, and the costumes look really good, which is the funny part.
Edward Penis Hands.
That one's old. That one's from like the 90s.
Zorro XXX. Super Mario Brothers. And it looks like two gay guys about to fuck each other.
Yeah, that was an old. That was one from like the 90s. I remember reading about that one. It was like a list of like porn parodies and stuff like that.
Home Alone: Return of the Wet Bandits.
Oh God.
There's a Biggest Loser porn parody. There's a Ronda Rousey porn parody called Ronda Arouse Me, Grounded and Pounded.
I've heard. Who plays her? Does it say?
That's from Burning Angel.
It's Burning.
It's Cleo. I see Cleo Valentine and Sammy Six as the two actresses in this.
I can't see Cleo Valentine.
There's a Cheers porn parody. Married with Children porn parody. Metal Cock Solid 4, Beauty and the Beast, which is a Metal Gear porn parody, which I didn't even know existed.
Metal Cock Solid.
Anchor Woman.
There's a Cosby Show one, I know.
Godfather, a porn parody. Bring It On, a porn parody.
Did you ever see any of the... did you ever watch...
Simpsons? Oh, I've seen the Simpsons one. The Simpsons one's awful.
The company that did the Simpsons one also did the Bob's Burgers.
I didn't know there was a Bob's Burgers one.
Oh, my God. You know what? If you can get a video, because the guy that they have doing the guy who they have playing Bob sounds exactly like fucking Bob. And then they have... I think they have... what's her name?
The She-Hulk porn parody with China.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. The E.T. porn parody. I've seen that. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yes. Do you remember the pterodactyl one?
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, there's an Expendables, Halloween. You know, like, it's just like, if there's a movie, there's probably a porn parody to it.
Yeah.
That's where we've gotten. Hustler has a This Ain't Jaws porn parody.
Yeah, it's called, it's in the Bob's Burgers, it's only,
Futurama called Fuckarama. Three Stooges, Star Trek, Peter Pan. There's a Mork and Mindy porn parody. That's fucking awesome. Humping Games, Dr. Whore.
Yes.
Dr. Whore.
The company that made the Bob's Burgers one did a Dr. Whore one, and I've wanted to watch it just because it's I'm going to just play the audio of the guy who they have doing the voice of Bob.
All right, good.
Give me a clue.
I thought you wanted to guess.
That's not fair. It can be like a million days.
Well, there's only 365 days.
That's still a lot of days.
Is it Friday? Okay, it's Porn Star Day.
Is it Porn Star Day?
I just said it is. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, it's like 30 minutes. It's by this company called Wood Rocket. They've done they did a Cosby one. They did a Family Guy one, which the Family Guy one was really fucking weird.
I'm sure it was. Probably making shitty cutaway jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit. I think I just found one that might have taken... Remember Anita Sarkeesian? She was the chick behind the Gamergate?
Yeah.
There's a porn parody for her.
Oh, God. I'm sure she's so happy about that one.
Yeah. I'm sure she loved her in her feminist ways being parodied by a porn star. That's fucking funny.
It could be worse, right?
It could be worse, because what we're about to do is not going to be very funny. As we all know, Tammy Lynn Sitch, a.k.a. Sonny of wrestling fame, recently came out that she was going to do a porn. And it turns out, like, as much as she was acting like she hadn't already done it and that she was holding out for more money, apparently this was filmed like 10 months ago.
But that makes me think, why did she put the ring up on eBay?
I think it was all publicity stunt.
It was all publicity stunt?
Yeah. Because it went back to, like, TMZ picked up on it. It was like, oh, this the WWE Hall of Famer Sonny is selling her ring. And then, like, Vivid's going to try to offer her money to buy it, but yeah. She's got to do porn.
It's like every other month a wrestler's putting their Hall of Fame ring up on eBay.
Yeah, because it was
so
weird.
It wasn't weird.
It was weird how it worked out. Yeah, because I know everyone who needs money now sells their ring. But it was weird because it was like, oh, she announced that she was selling the ring. And then Vivid came out and made this offer. And then, like, 3 days later, there was a fucking trailer. And everyone's like, how the fuck is there a trailer out already? And, so she filmed this 10 months ago. And yesterday, I was able to secure a copy of what is probably going to become one of the most infamous, awful porn since the first time anyone saw China get fucked.
Yeah. It was funny. I was talking to Riv, and he goes, dude, he's like, I still don't feel the same after watching One Night in China.
Oh, no, not at all.
Because he did the review for it,
his old website.
Yeah.
He had that up. And so I decided, like, look.
Actually, like, this was all my idea. Okay,
it was kind of your idea, but all right, fine. I'll give you the credit you deserve.
The credit I don't want, but yeah.
So, yeah, here we're going to do something that's probably going to be a little cringeworthy.
Because what my idea was, we watch it separately.
You wanted to watch it separately. Now, here's the thing. I said it's like, all right, well, it's like any other film we review, right? So, I mean, you were like, no one's going to sit here and get aroused by it. We both know, like, we're both going to be really disgusted. And I think the uncomfortable factor here is going to be the fact that we have to sit here together and watch this. But that might make it more fun because it's just going to make the reaction so much
better.
Because
we've watched some weird stuff together.
Yeah, it's not like the first time we've seen like any kind of porn. Like we watched the fucking retard get like fucking jerking off in a corner and like while someone was getting fucked next to him like a cuck. Yeah, so it's not going to be the weirdest thing that we've ever watched in the same room. So there's three scenes, and we decided to just pick one to go from. She has a solo masturbation scene, and then two scenes with a guy. So we took the first scene with the guy, and that's what we're gonna watch right now. I don't know if we'll make it through the whole thing because it's actually pretty long.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll watch like
maybe I'll fast forward through it or something. But
we'll watch maybe like 5 minutes of it.
But I think these scenes like 25 minutes. We're not gonna get through the whole thing.
Yeah.
But the idea here is
we have more important things.
Yes, we do. We have more important things to discuss, but. Unfortunately, this needs to be done for science. We have to do this for science. That's what I'm going to say.
For the greater good.
So if you just give me a moment here, I'm going to start this
but
up.
There's going to be no sound. We just want people to know that we're not going to have the sound on.
I could have the sound on.
I don't want the sound on.
You don't
want
to hear her moan?
No, I don't.
Isn't that going to make it better?
No, it's not. Now, you said you sent a clip of the movie to a former boyfriend of hers who is someone that we both know
for a long time. And her former...
What did he have to say about it?
He was disgusted.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe I ever loved her.
Yeah, but at the same time, like we mentioned this before, like when they were together, she was still somewhat good looking. Like this was like Hall of Fame, Sonny, where she was still...
She lost a lot of weight at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, no, they weren't together at that point, but she looked a lot better than she does now.
I brought this up to someone I work with, and I'm like, oh man, I want to watch it. I'm like, dude, this isn't 1997 AOL's most downloaded woman, Sonny. This is 2016.
Worst
of the worst drug problem. He goes, nah, man, I bet it's not that bad. And I showed him the screen caps you sent me, and he was like, he shivered. He's like, oh my God. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to watch this. No, no sound.
just a little bit of sound. I'm not going to put it up all the way. All right, so right now it's her and some bald guy just making out on the bed, and her fucking gross fucking dimpled ass is in her fucking gut just sticking out, and it's just ugh. I can't imagine anyone buying like. Do you really
like who's gonna buy that? Like there'll probably be a lot of people that will illegally download this.
Yeah, I can't imagine this. That, I can't imagine that Vivid actually paid $100,000 to have it do this.
That's
the number that they put. I don't believe it. I think that that's what she did to save face.
Do you think she's like, I'll do it, but I want more than what China made?
Which is what, $20?
$20 and a cheeseburger. That's what Sonny got. Sonny got $20 and a cheeseburger.
Poor Candido. Yeah, Candido is rolling over in his grave.
No, he's glad he's dead.
Yeah. God. This is so bad.
You know what I want to know? All the workers who fucked her and are still alive.
Oh, like Dolph. You know Dolph?
Dolph fucked her?
Dolph fucked her. Not Nick Nemeth. Kenny
Dykstra?
Kenny Dykstra fucked her.
Okay, can we please turn this down?
Is it making you uncomfortable?
It's making me very uncomfortable. I'm trying to talk to you. No, but like, what do you think, like, Brett and fucking Sean think about this?
somebody had tweeted on Twitter. they sent Sean a screen cap, so hopefully he saw it.
Oh my God, man of God, he is. I'm sure he
loved it. Her awful fucking body. I said this is like watching someone fuck your grandma.
You said that to me.
Yeah. Like, you can see her fucking fat roll in her gut. It's just... This is not the Sunny anyone wants to see.
No, like I said, this isn't 1997's AOL's most downloaded woman, Tammy Lynn Sitch. This isn't even, like, 2001 when she was doing, like, the Wrestling Vixens website. Right.
And she was a little dumpy at that point, but, like...
Yeah, you're right.
She wasn't this bad.
Somebody was like... Oh wait, what does Sunny look like? And I showed him like the famous cover of Raw magazine that she did, where she was in like the black lingerie.
See, if this was, can you ever believe that she turned down Playboy when she was younger?
She did.
Yeah, when she was in oh God, he's eating her out now, and her fucking awful, fucking beaten up.
So glad I ate dinner before I came here.
Oh, this is so bad. She keeps looking at the camera, which is so much worse.
Do you think this is gonna like ruin her life? Oh, she's talking. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I can't hear. Do you think like this is gonna ruin her life like it did to China?
I don't think she cares though. I don't think she cares if it ruins her life.
No,
no.
Why'd you turn it up? Turn it down. I don't want to hear this.
Look at her belly. Look at her. She has to wear a fucking nightgown because she's so fucking disgusting. Look at naked. And that they like the fucking director is probably like, yeah, you just leave that on. Just no one wants to see it. Just leave on the bra thing.
Try to get her wear like Spanx or something like that.
He wanted to wear like just like a crotchless pants, like with the crotch cut out. But like she was like, no, I'll take the pants off.
Please turn this down, because I know you're not gonna turn it off. So just turn it down. Oh my God, this is so bad.
So now this thing alone is 35 minutes long.
35 minutes long? Why is she talking?
Oh, her fucking smoker voice that she's got now.
Oh my God.
Oh, you can see her fucking stretch marks.
Large marks, sent ya.
Alright.
Large sitch sent ya. Oh my God!
Her vagina.
And we make fun of Mickey James.
Oh, it looks like it's going into her ass. Look at it.
Yeah, it does. Oh my God.
Oh my God! This is so bad.
I feel like the guy who narrates those Arby's commercials should be should be like, you know.
We have the meats.
Yeah, we have a lot of it.
He's fingering a roast beef sandwich right now. Oh, this is so awful. I'm going to fast forward a little bit because this is really long.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
No, that was...
That was not the music from the porn. Now, the guy she's, like, with, like, is covered in really terrible tattoos.
Really shitty fucking tattoos.
Like, I know they let her pick. Like, apparently they let her pick the guy, like, she was going to do this with. But, like, I don't know why she picked this guy, because he's fucking terrible looking.
This USDA Choice Angus Steak. It will change you.
Yes, it will.
This deli style for tender corned beef. This is not diet beef. It's marinated 100% whole turkey breast meat. Brisket. 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 Smoked over fire for at least 13 hours.
I'm never going to want to eat Arby's again.
These are the meats as meats are meant to be. Proud, mighty, and garnished with curly fries.
Well, look, look, she has a Superman tattoo on her ass.
We have the meats.
Oh. She's like, oh my god, her gut's just bunching up. Like, she moved her leg and now her gut's just, like, bunched up over it.
Wasn't I was thinking,
is Candido a Superman thing?
No, it was Douglas.
Shane Douglas, yeah.
Shane Douglas had the S for the franchise, but it had the F in it for the franchise.
And she's licking this guy's nipples.
Oh my god, this guy. When you.
He looks like he's this shitty. What was that wrestler that was a Christian for a while?
Bull Buchanan.
No, the other guy. The
Tyson Tomko.
This guy has the Tyson Tomko tattoos
when
on his
you,
back.
When you sent me the screen cap, I thought it was Evan Seinfeld. Because he was married to Tara Patrick, he was doing porn, and yeah. I saw the tattoos, and I'm like, is that Evan Seinfeld? I'm like, oh wait, no, he doesn't have tattoos.
I want to point out right now, she's blowing him, this guy has no erection.
Do you blame him?
He's like completely limp right now, and she's like...
She's like the rattiest fucking... Like, she didn't even look good. Like, no. She just has, like, the rattiest fucking hair.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't imagine Vivid giving her $100,000 for this, because how would they ever make that money back?
And they didn't even, like, they probably didn't even have a real set. They just went to some fucking...
No, this looks like a hotel room. Some hotel room.
Fucking Motel 6 in the middle of Jersey.
Oh. It's fucking awful. Her old lady hair.
Her fucking forehead looks like Dusty's. She has, like, these really weird wrinkles and weird spots. Like, she has fucking... Like, she did a fucking blade job when she was in Memphis wrestling.
Like, she couldn't even go to a fucking tanning salon before doing this.
No.
Oh, so bad. Look at her bald spot. Like, you can see her fucking bald spot on the back of her head. Oh, my God. Oh, look. If you look at the shot, like, when she, like, leans up a little bit... You can see her gut just, like, pouring out of the fucking corset thing. And this guy, she's trying to jerk this guy off and,
the
like...
The world's filled with many meats. Smoky meats, lean
meats, no.
Tender meats.
She's neither of them.
Now we've switched to she's starting to get fucked. And I'm just staring at her gut. Like, there's nothing I can do but stare at her gut. There's nothing attractive here about this. It's probably the worst porn like I've seen since China's, and this is professionally shot, which makes that much worse because China's was like Xbox holding the camera.
Oh my god, look at that gut! It looks like, you know what it looks like? You ever see like when they're cooking like ham and they tie like the rope around it so it like sticks out? That's what it looks like. It looks like she has a fucking like rope tied right underneath her gut that's making it stick out. Like that's not even. This is so bad. Fucking make... She sounds like Foley selling. Dude looks like he has a fucking Chutes and Ladders tattoo on his abs.
It's some of the worst tribal tattoos I've ever seen.
I think that's a cat.
It's a scorpion or a dragon?
Oh, it's a dragon. Okay. Yeah, it's
a
dragon.
God, it's awful. It's awful.
I wonder how much Viagra he had to use going into this.
Now he's starting to choke her. Dude, you'd have to be. There's no way, like, you could... there's just no way. What is she saying? I want to hear what she's saying. She keeps talking the whole time. It's really fucking weird.
Oh, my God. Like, you're not as good as Davy Boy.
Oh, fuck.
Sean never fucked me like this.
So, let me count. Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
Ugh, you hear that? It's just it's lean meat it's lean meat hitting up against fat.
Oh god.
Cuz like this guy's in good
this guy's actually in pretty good shape.
She's like no, stop. What the she having like a spasm?
She's not even like she's like making noises, but she's not talking.
She's having seizures. She's like, oh my god. Yeah, seriously, fuck your life.
Now they're making out. Oh, it's
so I'm so glad that like a mountain of action figure boxes is blocking half the TV, so okay. I can't see her face.
Wait, she made him stop. Oh, he's back to choking her.
Oh, sounds like she's farting. Like that's the sound that it's making of his skin hitting hers. It just sounds like farts, like hand farts. Like
he would have been better off fucking one of those like fart bags. Remember the fart bags you had as a kid, like the balloon thing that
the
would,
whoopee cushion. The whoopee
yeah, whoopee cushion. Right. And I couldn't remember the name for some reason. It's called the fart bag. he'd be better off fucking a whoopee cushion right now because it'd probably be tighter.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's having like a we how I think she's like dry no not dry heaving what's the word I'm looking for like like it's not dry heaving
she's wheezing
yeah wheezing she's so fat
oh brother she's blown up she got blown up on that pile driver oh my god. You can see her asshole now. Her asshole's like all look all blown up. It's like it's just stretched out and sticking out of her fucking body. She has a horrible ass.
Oh, sorry. That was my fault.
She has a horrible ass. It's like it's square. Oh my god.
The world is filled with many meats.
Oh my god.
How is she going for 35 minutes of this?
Well, because it's not.
This isn't even the full thing. This is only one chapter of it.
But I'm saying, like, it's not consistent. There's, like, breaks and shit like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how long is this guy able to keep it up? This reminds me of?
What's this remind you of? I'd rather be watching that right now. I'd rather be watching Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh my god.
Yeah, exactly.
What does the tattoo on her back say? Oh my god, her ass is like...
Wait, I would say like press pause so we could see it, but I don't want you to.
No, I don't want to have to stare at it for any longer than necessary. Ugh.
Oh my god.
I'm actually a little nauseous watching this. Like, this is pretty fucking bad. And, oh.
Ugh, god.
Is it more... I don't know what's worse. This, the fact that I have to watch this, or...
We don't have to watch this.
I think we have to for science. But what's worse, this isn't the first time that I've had to see her naked.
I know. You've
or watch her masturbate. Because thanks to a certain person that we're friends with, I've had the unfortunate privilege of having seen that before on his phone.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Always got to throw allegedly
yes,
in
allegedly
there.
for legal reasons. Oh, God. Her ass looks like a wrinkled T-shirt. Is she wearing her dummy? She's wearing her whole fucking Hall of Fame ring.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's wearing the fucking Hall of Fame ring. Holy shit.
Was she wearing that the whole...
I don't know. I didn't notice it before. Maybe she was. I just didn't notice it. Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
There's only one thing that could make this better.
Oh, no. And his name is John C.
I think we've watched enough.
No. We need to go on.
We need to see
the money shot.
Val Venus is going to come out.
I was just saying, do you have the Val Venus theme on your fucking phone right now?
Fat bald Val Venus. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Do you think Val Venus would have done a porn with Sonny back in the day as like a vignette?
I would have watched it.
Ugh, fucking Sean. He's another one that's gone off the fucking rails.
Oh, yeah. He like lets his daughter smoke weed. She's like four.
Yeah. I'm going to fast forward now because this is too much of her doing cowgirl. Oh, wait. I can see the tattoo now. Hold on a second. What does the tattoo say? I want to see what that tattoo says.
R.I.P. Chris.
Probably, right? It says Candido's name on it. What does it say? I'm trying to like read it. Oh, God. I'm actually trying to find a shot of the tattoo just so I can read what it fucking says.
And you're just having it pause at like the most unfortunate spots.
Oh no, he's sticking a finger of his fucking finger in her asshole. Oh dear.
I feel third. And the thing, like, I found out today we had like a new listener that really enjoyed the show.
Oh, last week? Yeah. Well, they're gone now.
They're gone now.
All right. I'm just moving on here.
Maybe we should put a timestamp in this week's description.
Maybe. Maybe we'll just tell people what to avoid.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right. Oh, did she gag? Hold on, I gotta go back. Is she gagging? Oh, all right, she's blowing him. I think she gagged.
Stop. Please. For the love of God.
Oh, Chris. Candido. You think she called him Candido at any point during this? Hold up. I'm damn tired right now. She said, just fuck my ass.
Please, no. Please, stop.
Her technique is horrible. Can we point that out? Her blowjob technique is really... You would think from, like, all the years of training in the back with the guys, like, she would have learned a better technique than that. Like, she really sucks when it comes to, like, moving the shaft.
She
like,
really sucks when it comes to sucking.
When... I was trying to think of Shawn Michaels' DX references, but you really pretty much took it out of there. This guy has a really... Can we point out... This guy has a really small dick, even if he's really not into it at all, and he's just going with it. Because his dick looks like it might be 5 inches, tops.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really small.
Okay, are we almost done?
Is he? No, this isn't the anal scene, so he's still
no,
like...
No, oh my, this doesn't mean we have to continue watching. Please stop.
Alright, I'm going to fast forward again. Let's move on here.
Oh yeah, he's in the butt.
Oh, but we missed the entry.
I don't know. We don't need to see that. Oh, my God. And I think I was going to pay money to boost our posts this week.
Nope.
Nope. Come listen to the Two Angry Guys podcast. We review an
old lady getting fucked in the ass.
Okay, please. Go on.
Take that pillow and suffocate yourself, bitch.
Yeah, you could tell he's not hard because it's just like it's
he's
like
not enjoying
it's,
this.
It's like mushing when it's going in and out. Like
he's got a soft cock.
I'm pretty sure an erect penis does not do that.
What's the hand movement she keeps? She keeps like waving him off like a fucking umpire at a baseball game.
No, she's no like fucking Eugene. Like what Eugene used to do
oh,
when he's
right.
waving,
yeah,
to,
he's
the
waving
crowd.
To the crowd.
Okay, let's finish this up already.
Well, she's gonna finish. Do you think she was high on coke when she did this?
She was high on something. She's fucking eating a blanket now.
She'd been born with Ben Wasser. You'd have fucking suffocated her to death. This is horrible.
We're still watching it.
Look at her chin. Look at her fucking neck fat. Like, her fucking face just blends into her neck.
She looks like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show without
oh,
makeup.
Oh, God. Oh. Look. Her vagina is just, like, hanging out. Like, it's so fucking beat up and loose. It's just hanging out between her legs. Oh, all right.
Yeah, please stop. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna need to put like a timestamp and like an NC-17 rating. Like, I want you to put the NC-17 logo on this week's cover
photo.
Should I put
a trigger warning somewhere?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Borderline bestiality.
Man fucking a cow.
Man cow in the morning.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. We're moving on here. We're at like the 20. Let's go 25 minutes in.
No.
Oh, he's in rear position.
Please. You only went like a minute ahead. Go 10 minutes ahead because there's. Because
then it's over if I go 10 minutes ahead.
Well, there's like. Don't we have other things we have to talk about?
I guess so, but this is so much worse.
How far are we in right now?
This is like the 25-minute mark.
No, I'm talking about us.
Oh, we're like, we're wherever we are. We're going to wrap this up soon enough, but Jesus Christ. He's grabbing her fat. Look, he's like just grabbing
her
fat.
She's wheezing like a legit, like, well, she is overweight, but like her, she's making the wheezing sounds.
Oh, I can't get over how nasty her fucking vagina looks.
I want to put in fat wheezing on YouTube and just see what comes up.
That's going to be the tag on this fucking podcast. It's going to be fat wheezing lady.
Wheezing.
Ah. Jesus Christ. You know, the worst part of this is, like, she probably thought she looked good doing this, like,
yeah.
In her mind.
Yep.
Like, this was a good idea to her. Like, do you think at any point, like, she ever considered, like, all right, well, I'll do it, but give me, like, a couple months to lose the weight or something? Like,
yeah.
Something like that? Because who the fuck is going to buy this? I can't imagine paying. Because what do they charge for? Like, porn's usually charge, like, 30, 40 bucks, right?
What?
For like one of these kind of videos?
What, to buy it?
Yeah.
Usually
it's like 30, 40.
Well, I guess where you're getting if you're buying it in like an actual shop or you. Well,
yeah.
You just figure.
Even if you paid for it online,
even
I'd imagine
pay,
probably 30 bucks.
Even if
at
you
least.
Paid for it in a subscription, you're paying at least $30 to $35 for a monthly subscription.
Right. Who the fuck is going to pay $30 to $40 to watch this?
Well, you have to think if they already have a subscription to the website, maybe they're watching all the other better things that are on it and they're not watching this. They're staying away from this. So here's the crazy thing. This is from a year ago, and she looked better a year. Like this.
That's ECW. That's not from a year ago.
No. But the fucking her talking is from a. The fuck?
Oh, is it just? What the fuck? It's just clips of her. Oh, there was Fat Sonny. There was super Fat Sonny there.
Like, see, there,
yeah, her face looks different.
Like a year ago, she still looked good.
That was a year ago.
That's what it says. It says a year ago.
Her face looks completely different. She doesn't have the double chin.
That's what it's. It says August 10th, 2014.
So this is about 40 pounds later than that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's deep in there. He's
balls.
Deep.
How deep is your love?
He's ball. I mean, not that he has a big dick or anything, but his balls are like pretty much in her asshole. She keeps weeping.
This is making it better. John, in the year I've been doing this podcast, I've never seen John laugh this hard. Like, he has literal he has tears coming out of his eyes. Okay, that's enough. Fair trade, right? Fair use, copyright.
So fucking good.
Bow, bow. Okay, I think
Oh, he's back in the vag. So now he's gone from he's gone from ass back to the vag.
I actually think I have a good idea for I have a couple good ideas for our end song this week to stay in the theme of things.
Yeah. Is it the Carpenters?
No, it's not. No, 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 no.
I feel like I want to be Dave Mirra right now.
Sitting in the front of your car with a shotgun.
Shotgun blast to the face? Sure. Anything would be better than... Oh, God.
I'd rather be Axel Rotten right now. Either way, they're both dead.
Oh, I can't stop watching the gun. Oh, God. And the close-up of it is even worse. Because they keep going to this, like... Why does she keep flailing? She just keeps flailing her arms around at him.
She's a fucking retard or something.
Coked out of her fucking mind. Oh, back to the butt. Ugh. Oh, my God, look at it. Just sticks... Like, anytime she gets on, like, all fours, it just, like, sticks up.
That's what she sounds like.
Ugh. This ass belongs to you. Fuck this shit out of me.
I think that's what she said. Now she's biting her. She was fucking biting her wrist. She was biting her hand.
Oh God, yeah.
I can't really see. Thank God.
Oh God, I'd love to. I would love to have Damien fucking be here to do this with us, because his fucking reaction would have been fucking hilarious. I'm sure. Oh, this is so bad.
She's tapping out, brother.
They should, you know, you almost have to have respect for, like, China, in a way. Because at least China, like, tried to look good.
Yeah.
Like, she was still trying to be in shape. Like, she didn't let herself go completely before doing this.
Guy looks like fucking Tito Ortiz. He looks like a shitty tattooed Tito Ortiz. That's what he looks like now. It was bothering me the entire time.
I fucking hate ads.
YouTube Red, man.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What song is this again? What Carpenter song is this?
Just Begun.
Just Begun. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, perfect. You couldn't have this start at a more perfect time.
He's jerking off right now over a tits.
I look at her and I can't help but think of Fat Homer. No, fat Bart, I wash myself with a rag on a stick. Look how long it's taking him.
He can't get it up.
he's like Dirk Diggler in that scene from Boogie Nights.
He's coming on her. Oh, she's taking a load in her mouth. Oh, it's on her face. Oh, God. Oh, she's slurping it up. Oh, what a fucking pig. Oh, she's sucking on it. Oh, she's sucking it out. Sucking out the poison.
I swear.
Oh, this is... Oh, God. Oh, good. There's only 30 seconds left of this scene. You almost made it.
Faster. That's like I said, the scene in Boogie Nights when he's in the Jeep.
Oh, look, what? I want to hear what she said. Hold on a second. We could just go back a little bit. I want to hear what she just said.
I know you want me.
Oh, God. So they should have played the Sunny theme through this whole thing.
Oh.
Oh, she had to finish. Because she's a pig and she's hungry.
You fat pig. She just rolled, getting those pillows all dirty.
Covered in cum. All right, we made it. Wasn't the full 35 minutes, but we made it.
It felt like it. It felt like forever.
That, wow. That was something I'll tell my grandkids about one day. Holy shit, man. What? I know. How desperate for attention do you have to be to let yourself fall that far? I know she's a fucking drug addict and all that shit, but Jesus fucking Christ.
You just answered your question.
You think it's to support her habit? I mean, she's supposed to. I know now she's like on the, I don't know what's going on with her DUI, that whole situation. Because I don't know if she's going to go to jail or not again. Remember, she was in jail for like how many months when
she was? She was in jail. She was like talking about it when she was on Cabana's podcast. How she was like in a cell with a woman who killed her baby. But she said she deserves to be. And then she said that she got special privileges because like the guards were wrestling fans. So I'm just thinking, oh my god, she probably blew them. Oh yeah, she definitely blew them.
That's all it means. They took her into like the fucking bathroom and she blew them and they gave her like free candy or something to feed her fucking piggish face. Look, I understand there's like a level of like empowerment for a woman who's, you know, whatever with her sex shit. But like that was fucking degrading, like in all ways. There was that's like I needed the money so I sucked dick on camera.
Yeah.
There's nothing empowering about that, ladies.
No.
There's just not.
Like you said, at least when China did it, she still made it a point to look good.
Right. Like, she still cared a little bit.
Yeah. Like, well, she was in China shape, which has always been in good shape, yeah. So.
But like Sonny, like, Jesus fucking Christ, get your shit together a little bit before you do something like that. I mean, you want people to have some kind of fucking, like, literally not in. This is a woman who was like she was like the most like downloaded person of like something like that.
I said it before. She was AOL's. I think 1997. She was AOL's top downloaded person.
And it was like her and Cindy Margolis were like the big thing back then.
Yeah, but she was number. She was the top. She was number one. Like she talks about it all the time. She has like an award or whatever.
I mean, this is a woman who like if she kept her shit together, she would have had like a great like career outside of wrestling. But like when did it turn for her after Candido died? Was it before that?
When did Candido pass away?
It was in TNA, so
No, because by that time she was
already gone.
Yeah,
I missed by that.
Yeah,
point.
Because she was doing the wrestling. She was doing the wrestling vixens by like early 2000s.
Okay, so that
late
was,
90s, early 2000s.
Right, Missy Hyatt's thing.
Missy Hyatt's website. Yeah. It was like her, Missy Hyatt, Ryan Shamrock. Oh,
God, who else was on that? I think. Gorgeous. Francine, I think, was part of that.
Francine did, so, yeah, but it wasn't like Sonny and Missy did like all the real, I guess you can say, hardcore stuff.
That was almost as bad as, do you remember the Gorgeous George, like the female Gorgeous George, when she had that like sex tape that leaked?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was almost as bad as that.
Yeah, at least she's good looking. She was good looking compared
back then, yeah. Oh my God. I just, there's no words for what we just want. It was like watching an animal get fucked.
Or like you said, your grandmother get fucked.
Yeah, like I'm just uncomfortable. Like there was no vibe of like, oh, this is interesting or cool. Like I was just disgusted
like my
the
penis,
entire
time.
Yeah, my
penis is complete mush right now.
I have like no urge for sex ever right now. Like I don't care. I don't ever want a woman to touch me after watching that. God, old vagina is awful. Like, there's a difference between MILF porn and whatever that was.
Yeah.
There was, like, GILF porn.
That's desperation.
God. All right, well, I mean, we survived. And what would your review, what would your end review of that be? If you had to give it, let's just say a score of 1 to 10.
I'd give it. To quote the great Brian Alvarez, I would give it -5 stars.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh God! At least you know what? I will give her credit on one level. At least she didn't do the thing of having a wrestler lookalike fucker.
Oh, okay. Well, like I say, he just looked like a real shitty tattooed.
Yeah, he looked like a typical shitty porn star, male porn star.
Like kind of like so you said you're giving her credit because she didn't do what China did and did like a wrestling theme,
the wrestling gangbang thing where she fucked like Vince McMahon, Hulk Hogan, Triple H.
Oh my God, I have the greatest song for this week now.
Is there a wrestling gangbang song?
No.
Holy shit! Yeah, man, that was brutal. If you can never have to see that, don't ever put yourself through that. It's not worth the trouble, folks. If you've seen the trailer, you've seen everything that's needs to be seen about it. And if you were disgusted watching the trailer, that's pretty much how you'll feel watching this, because nothing changes. There's nothing better in this full version. It's actually much worse. So I mean, at best case, it's good for a train wreck view, but outside of that, I can't ever imagine watching it.
I feel like it would have been a little bit better if we were drunk, but we have responsibilities and we have work in the morning.
Yeah, that doesn't help, because I'm going to need to fucking down a bottle of Jack after watching that. My fucking eyes need to be burned.
Pour vodka right on your eyeball. Just inject vodka into your eyeballs directly with a fucking syringe.
Man. You know what's gonna happen, though, right?
What?
That won't be the last one.
No.
There'll be more.
China did two.
She did three.
She did China. It's a China in the back. China in the back door.
Yeah, back door to China.
Back door to China. She had the Royal Rumble one, and then she had the She-Hulk one.
And I think she did an Avengers one too. I think she was in the Avengers.
She was She-Hulk in the Avengers one. Yeah. Okay, so she did three of them.
Four. She had a separate She-Hulk one.
Jesus. Okay, so she did four of them.
Yeah.
And now she's teaching Japanese people how to speak English.
Yeah.
Do you remember how Triple H said the one reason why China is not going into the Hall of Fame is because people
will Google her name?
Well, how do you think they feel when they're going through the Hall of Fame and they're like, "Oh, Sunny was inducted in 2013. Who's she?"
Whoops, Sunny side up. What's I mean, let's think about that though. That comment alone, like you have. All right, so you look up Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels has the Playgirl pictures.
Yeah, but that's like, but the thing is, like, I'm sure if I look up Shawn Michaels on Google right now, that's not going to be the first thing that shows up.
Okay.
If I put in Sunny WWE, the first thing that's going to come up
right now
is that. So let me just put in Shawn Michaels on Google, and I'll go to the images section, and we'll see what pictures come up. Okay, first page, it was this picture. But still, though, that's a classic fucking picture. I would hang that picture up on my wall.
I remember that was Dickinson's computer background at one point.
Yeah. So, okay, let me put in Sunny WWE, and let's see what the first picture that comes up on Google is. It's all like bikini pictures, but still, though, it's nothing flattering. But if you do go to Sunny Sentence next month, okay, well, it's just, you know. Yeah. Mm. Official announcement for Sunny's new Rise and Fall book. Cover art revealed.
She's got a book coming out?
I don't know. It'd be great if she didn't write it.
It was ghostwritten by somebody else.
It's like fucking written by like Brian Alvarez, like the Rise and Fall of WCW.
God, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we briefly mentioned it, but Dave Mirra passed away.
Yeah, that was fucking, that caught me off guard.
If you don't know who Dave Mirra is, he was like the Tony Hawk of BMX during
he
the
was right
the
up there 2000s. With Matt, he was right up there with Matt Hoffman.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like the Tony Hawk.
Like if you remember the Tony Hawk video games, the skateboard games, then the BMX version were the Dave Mirra and Matt Hoffman game. But actually, if I'm not mistaken, the Matt Hoffman games were a little bit better.
Yeah, well, they were made by the same group that made the Tony Hawk
they
games.
They were made by THQ.
By Activision, I think.
I thought it was THQ that made them for some reason.
I don't know. I think one of them, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he went to his garage at 41 years old and got in the car.
44, I thought he was.
I saw 41.
I thought it was 41.
Oh. You just said it was... You thought it was 44.
Oh, whatever. I'll read about this in a second when you're done with that.
Yeah, so he got into his car today and he shot himself in the face because whatever, he had his depression reasons. And so and somebody I was reading pointed out that like he may have had like that concussion syndrome shit where like Benoit had, where it made him get depressed and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I guess BMX guys fall off their bikes a lot and shit, so who knows?
Oh, yeah, and those helmets, they're protected, but they're,
you know, don't do shit. They just they just push more shit into your skull.
So, this book, she did write it. It's called A Star Shattered, The Rise and Fall of a Wrestling Diva. She goes, I didn't hold anything back. I spilled my guts on this book. I think it's raunchy, obscene, racy, and heartfelt. Readers will go with me in the ring, on the road, through my romantic relationships, my domestic abuse, my battling cancer, my incarceration, getting sober, and much more. I don't regret one moment in my life. I've been battered, and I should be bitter, but instead, I learn from my experience, and I move on. I'm excited about what the future holds for me. Sunny Sori is so real and raw, it gives me inspiration. She's the honest truth about the inside world of wrestling in the 90s and the 2000s. Everyone will see a piece of themselves in Sunny Sori.
Well, they'll see a piece of themselves in their ass, too, if they wanted to.
So, yeah, this book's coming out. This was a release from today, actually. Riverdale Book.
Oh, God.
Yeah, February 4th, 2016. Yeah, so I already know I'm getting you for your birthday next year.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to get you a screen cap of Sonny sucking that man's dick and get it framed.
Nice. Just hanging it right over my TV. I'm sure Joe would love it. It's art. It's make sure you put like a classy filter on it so I could say it's art.
I'll put it in like that where they have the vignette, so like the shadow on the sides.
Yeah. Sepia or whatever.
Yeah, get a nice sepia tone on it. Wow. And that's an image that'll be burned into my brain forever and horrify me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, good luck trying to fall asleep tonight.
Oh, I'm gonna take something fucking Benadryl to knock me out. That's the only way that horror is not coming back to haunt me.
Take some Z-Quil and just knock me out while I'm driving. Because that's the only way you'll be able to get away from me. Going to therapy.
She needs to go back to therapy. I hope she goes to jail.
Well, she's getting sentenced next month, actually.
Yeah, I hope they put her away for like 5 years.
She'll definitely make a lot of new friends in prison, that's for sure.
Mm. They'll fuck her with a broomstick. And she'll enjoy it. She'll moan awkwardly and fucking twitch.
Flail around like a fucking retard.
So, what'd you think of the X-Files?
This week's episode.
Well, I mean, we haven't talked about it at all.
No,
like,
we're halfway.
We're halfway through the mini season thing that they're doing. The
6 episodes. I'm disappointed. Yeah. I thought it was more than that, but.
Well, it was only supposed to be a miniseries. Like, it was supposed to be a special event miniseries thing. So we're halfway through.
The first episode, I liked it, but there were some things that we've spoke about how it didn't really make sense. The second episode was better, but I texted you yesterday when I was watching it, and I was like, I was 5 minutes into the episode, and I felt like I was watching a completely different show. Like, it was kind of hokey, but it was good.
It had like a comedy tone to it.
The whole episode, and yeah. Rhys Darby's character as Guy Man
yeah.
was great. I think he's a fantastic comedian. I enjoyed him in Flight of the Conchords. He played their manager.
Right.
I'm curious to see where they go from here.
Well, I mean, apparently they're airing the episodes out of order. Episode 2 was apparently originally episode 5, and they swapped them around a little bit. From like the way they were written to ways, I was reading an interview online about it. There was a decision late in the game. They reordered some of the stuff. They said it actually works a little bit better because the mythology episodes are broken up a little bit differently.
Okay,
but so the original episode that we saw as the second episode with the kids in the basement. That was originally going to be the 5th episode.
Okay. And I'm sure we're going to hear more about...
Which is why, like, they said there's some continuity stuff that they had to fix because of that, but, like, they've adjusted.
Like, I'm sure this isn't the last we hear about the whole Sveta girl or Joe McHale's Alex Jones type character.
None of that's mentioned in that episode.
No.
There's no mention of
that's
Joe
why
McHale,
I was confused, because the second episode, I'm like, okay, well, the spoiler alert, but Sveta dies at the end of the first episode. and Joel McHale's character just completely disappears. Then they go into a completely different story, and I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe they'll pick it back up in the third episode. And in the third episode, it's like a borderline comedy episode with a were-lizard, half man, a lizard who turns into a man after getting bit by a human.
Right.
And in like cantaloupes and jackalope. It's so fucking weird. I'm sorry to go back to this, but I just found this. It said that she will be sentenced on Monday, March 28th, for the DUI-related charges she racked up in 2015. She was informed that she will face mandatory prison time on two of the charges. She pled guilty to all three charges. She could be on house arrest after her first prison term is complete if she's approved for the intermediate prison program. Ooh. The Times News has more coverage on the legal troubles at this link. But so anyway,
they should fucking put her away for bestiality, and that should be added to her list of charges.
But back to the actual all this
fucking hiccups.
All shit. This makes me want to do is just go back and watch the original, like watch the older. Because the thing is, like, I'm not that well-knowledged when it comes to the original series. I was young when the original series was out, yeah.
I mean, I watched them a lot. I don't think I can say I've seen, like, every... Fuck me in the hiccups. I don't think I've seen every episode.
You want me to put the... Let's put on the solo scene. Maybe they'll get rid of your hiccups.
It'll scare them out of me.
Because this isn't very... This isn't very professional, John.
Ugh. It's funny, though. Fuck my life.
This is quite the episode. Well, maybe on that note, we should start wrapping it up.
No, I mean, there's... I don't know if I'm going to make it to the end of this. Oh, God damn it. The one thing look, it's Sunny. We're right Simpsons right now, and Homer's gut was just like shaking, and it looked like fucking Sunny. Right, I think
you know, if you cover it with your jacket, we still hear it.
I wanted to talk about the Iowa thing, the coin flip.
Oh yeah,
how our country has decided that we can decide the presidency by coin flip.
Well, like, people have come out and said that at one point they just stopped counting, and like they were adding people, like people from her team.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird. Like, I understand Iowa, like, it does their own little weird thing. It's not like a real vote. Like, they have this whole other system, but it basically counts. Like, they get delegates for it to go into the primaries, and you know, and all that shit. So it actually does mean something if they
were
there.
Fucking counting people by heads, like 1, 2, 3, 4, like how you're fucking counting kids on a school bus field trip.
Like, I understand it's like Iowa and they're fucking backwards there and they do everything like fucking like it's 1940, but for fuck's sakes, man, like,
Iowa's filled with nothing but farms and cemeteries.
There's got to be a better system than, all right, we can't decide who wins, flip a coin. Because really, like, that could be the thing that gets Hillary, you know, into position here. Is I mean, Trump got kind of, I don't want to say got blown out, but he like lost by like a decent margin that you could like figure, like, okay, it was, you know, he lost fair. But like with Bernie Sanders and Hillary, it was like 2%, I think, was the difference.
Yeah.
So how do you go and say, okay, 2%, like, all right, well, that's close, but we don't have exact numbers because we don't fucking pay attention enough to really count every single person who's
Bush
here.
That's how Bush was elected in 2000.
The hanging chads. This is the hanging chads. And, like, if that lost for Bernie Sanders just because of that fucking coin flip that he lost those delegates, if that means that, you know, come Tuesday, and when they're in New Hampshire and they do the next round, and if he like ties again, that means that theoretically, like, if it's just barely a difference, that coin flip could have made a huge difference in him going on or not. And that to me doesn't really make sense, that this is what we're doing now in 2016, that we're still deciding fucking who's the president by flipping a coin. Do you want to know that your fucking elected president basically is there because someone won a coin flip?
Well, she's a fucking crook anyway, so.
By the way, how come they didn't do like best 2 out of 3 or something like that?
Charlie McDennis.
Yeah, I made that joke on the other day. It's like basically that's how you win Charlie McDennis is you flip a coin when you tie. So that's all they did. But Trump, Trump lost, but I mean he tied. He basically came almost tied Marco Rubio.
Yeah,
Who came out of nowhere really and kind of pushed up the ranks. But they both lost to Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz scares the fucking shit out of me.
Especially when it comes to like his the whole religious.
Every time he's on fucking stage with a microphone, he's talking about God and Jesus. And I'm like, the fuck is wrong with people listening to this? Like, he's a guy who wants to get rid of abortion because God doesn't like it. Not because he believes, like, you know, it's a pro-life thing. Or it's just because God, a fucking magic man in the sky, made someone write a book and said, no, you can't do that. That's his. We had that. That was called George Bush. George Bush talked to God. We don't want another guy who talks to God as a leader in 2016.
George Bush almost died by choking on a pretzel.
He should have.
So.
Well, I might have to bleep that. I don't know if I can say that.
No. Well, he's not president anymore.
I don't know. I just as a precaution.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I think that Trump will do better in New Hampshire because they're not as fucking religious and nuts in. As they are in the center of the country. Like, you go to the middle, they're like so hardcore into religion. It's kind of weird. Like, I guess there's nothing else to do there. So maybe that's why, but
yeah,
he scares the shit out of me. I firmly believe that Ted Cruz is more dangerous than Donald Trump could ever be. Cause a lot of people shit on Donald Trump for saying things that he like, he'll never come through on and whatever. But, like, and even in some degree, like, I think Donald Trump even knows, like, some of the stuff he says could never possibly happen.
No.
But I think Ted Cruz, on the other hand, believes the shit he says could happen, and he'll make it and try to make it happen. I mean, thankfully, we have a fucking system in this country which checks and balances, so, like, it has to go through 3 other branches of the government before, like, anything comes law, but...
Yeah, and at the end of the day, the power that the actual power that the president has is...
Yeah, I think we forget that the president's basically a figurehead more than anything else. But I think that if Cruz wins on Tuesday, we're in for a really bad situation because it's probably going to come down to Hillary and Cruz. And in that case,
we are fucked either way.
It's bad. I mean, I'm not on the fucking Bernie Sanders bandwagon at all, but I would go with him far over Hillary and Cruz especially. Yeah. I mean, I would. It's hard because you think about it, like, most of them aren't good for the country. In terms of beliefs and whatever, what they stand for, I think Rubio is probably the most sane choice of all the group right now, but he doesn't stand a fucking chance.
No.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens on Tuesday. God, my fucking eyes are hurting right now. I feel like I just had acid thrown.
Your
on
eyes
me.
Hurt. Your chest hurts.
I'm fucking can't breathe. I'm having trouble breathing. God, just what did we do? What did we do, Brett?
Well, I guess I'm the one that could be blamed for this, so I apologize.
No, I went out and I found it, so I guess it's my fault. But I'm gonna have trouble sleeping tonight. Anyway, so let's wrap things up here. Two angry guys on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe by the time this episode comes up, John won't be lazy and we'll have an Instagram, or I'll just make an Instagram when I go home.
Yeah.
And
oh, by the way, we're going to move. I made the decision. We're going to move all the old episodes when what we called season one to SoundCloud.
Okay.
So the link for the SoundCloud, once they start going up there, that'll be our archive for all the older episodes.
We'll post that through the Facebook.
Yeah. Because unfortunately, thanks to budgeting constraints, like if I continue to upload all the episodes, I have to pay more money for the company we're using to host. So we've run out of space. Ran out of space after last year.
Oh.
So I've been actually having to slowly take down episodes. But I just figured if I take them
and
all
SoundCloud's
down at once,
free, right? There's
yeah. Somebody suggested I could do YouTube, but I don't know if that would work.
That was me. I suggested YouTube.
I don't know if we can because of the music situation and we've used songs.
Yes, yes.
So I don't know about that. But yeah, I think SoundCloud will be okay.
Okay.
And we'll archive it there. So that way, if you still want to go back and listen to older episodes, you'll be able to. Yeah. So yeah, follow me on Twitter, alcohol, AOKOHAL. Angry2angryguys.com, which just links to the Facebook if you're lazy.
I'm just Brett on Twitter.
Yeah, he's still Brett. And, oh, Super Bowl prediction. Who you got?
Broncos.
Broncos.
Yeah.
I think
I'm a Giants fan, so I'm going for Peyton.
I think you're right. I think it's going to happen. I think Manning.
They're going up against Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been obviously
they've been on fire, but yeah. Like I think Manning wants it because he's probably his last one.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to go out. He wants to go out, making sure that he gets that fucking ring.
We should try and record something on Super Bowl.
Maybe we could. By the way, the worst fucking halftime show I could imagine. Fucking Beyonce and Coldplay.
Well, that's
Well, actually, it's not the worst.
I mean, yeah.
But I'm not looking forward to it.
We'll figure something out. We'll figure something else to
do. Watch the Tosh Super Bowl thing that he's doing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Okay. Tosh is doing some kind of special Super Bowl halftime show.
We'll watch that instead.
I wish they brought back the halftime heat.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Or fucking the celebrity deathmatch.
I would love to see Owens and Ambrose in an empty arena match.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Anyway, so if you haven't already tuned out, thanks to Sonny, we thank you for making it through this podcast.
Now, just don't expect us to post this on the Facebook page so you can watch it, because we're not going to do that. Yeah. I know we did that with the videos last week.
But... Yeah, if you want to contact me privately, I can. I might be able to help you out if you're really in search for it. But I think you're better off not.
Yeah,
if we had to make a recommendation, we would say, please, for your own safety, do not watch that. It's like the ring. It's like the fucking ring. In 7 days, you will die if you watch this porno. That's what will happen. So we'll see you next week. Go Denver. Right?
Yeah, go Broncos.
Go Broncos. I feel like I'm fucking South Park. Go Broncos. Anyway, we'll see you next week, and hopefully I'm a hiccup. So, good night.
See you later, everybody. The place was packed with wrinkly blue.